Sayın seyirciler, Ulusu Barajı'nda yabancı finansörlerin bazı koşulların yerine getirilmesi için Türkiye'ye tanıklık
ediyor. A Turkish news bulletin announces that an international consortium had pulled out of the Ilusu Dam project. The consortium, made up of German, Swiss and an Austrian financial institution, said they are concerned about the project's effect on the environment. The $1.6 billion Ilusu Dam, if completed, would flood one of the country's most important conservation areas, including the 10,000-year-old town of Hasankeyf. The hydro lake would also flood an area of more than 300 square kilometers, which would force a relocation of 10,000 people from 80 surrounding villages by its scheduled completion of 2013. National and international environmental groups have joined forces to stop the dam. Güven Erken, the head of the Turkish environmental group, Duvar Derneği, says the consortium's withdrawal is a major blow to the project.
It is very significant. This is the second consortium that has collapsed. Turkey now has to establish a new consortium, and that will certainly cause further delay in the construction of the project.
Set to produce 3.8 billion kilowatt hours of electricity a year, the project is part of the Turkish government's plan to boost economic prosperity in the country's less developed southeastern region. The Environment Minister, Veysel Eroğlu, earlier this month wrongly predicted the consortium wouldn't withdraw from the project, but he also said any withdrawal would not mean an end to the dam.
Bu projenin önünü kesmek için ne büyük gayretler içinde olduğunu.
We have the power, financial resources and capabilities to build this dam, but I am confident we will find other international resources, he said. In a statement following the decision, the Environment Ministry reconfirmed its commitment to the dam's completion. Gün Kut of Istanbul's Bosphorus University is an expert on water issues. He says Turkey overcame similar problems in building another dam.
In the Atatürk Dam, the same problem was there. Nobody wanted to fund it. The World Bank did not fund it. So Turkey built it from its own resources. And that is visible. If at the end you're expecting some returns that are not only economically, but also socially and politically are very important.
But with the Turkish government facing a growing budget deficit, analysts say it may be reluctant to try and fund the dam. One alternative is tapping wealthier Middle Eastern countries to fund the project. The ruling AK party has strong ties in the region and could well turn to them for support. But analysts say that may not be easy. Iraq, Turkey's neighbor, is strongly opposed to the new dam because it would control the Tigris River, a key source of water for its agriculture. This year, Baghdad has accused Ankara of causing widespread drought because of Turkish dams failing to release enough water. Ankara denies the charge. But Kut says the sooner the dam is completed, along with the larger Southeastern Anatolian Project, or GAP project, the sooner the tensions will ease.
The longer it takes for Turkey to complete the GAP, the more there are problems with the neighbors. But once GAP is completed, everyone will know how much water is there, how much water is utilized, is to be utilized by everyone, the capacities, and then it will be possible to find a lasting solution.
But opposition to the Ilusu Dam is also growing within Turkey. One of Turkey's biggest pop stars, Tarkan, is singing about the dangers of dams to the environment. With the likes of Tarkan and numerous other pop stars and writers joining the campaign to stop the Ilusu Dam, it has become a cause célèbre among many of the country's large young population. Environmentalist Erken of Doğu Derneği said the delay of the project means pressure on the government will likely grow.
It will allow Turkey to reconsider the whole Ilusu project, Ilusu Dam idea, and take a better decision. Because so far, this project was put forward as a must to the Turkish audience. But now Turkey has learned more about the project. And we have learned so much lessons through other dams. It did not bring the proposed economic income. And it had major ecological effects.
With the government facing opposition from environmentalists and human rights groups both at home and abroad, along with pressure from its Middle Eastern neighbors, analysts say the government is aware that with every delay to the Ilusu Dam, that pressure can only grow. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.